So the question was asked, if one comes or one sees that one is running late to shul for prayer, what should one do? So we will begin with the end and then we will move back. After davening, once one has finished whatever one has to do, one has to sit down and ask oneself, why was I late today? Because you will notice that there are those people who show up early to shul, those people who show up on time to shul, and those people who show up late to shul. And those people who show up late, if you dare interview them, and they'll be honest with you, every day they'll have a different legitimate reason why they are late. So a person has to catch himself and stop and say, wait a second, why was I late? And how will I ensure that I will be on time in the future? So even though this wasn't the question that was asked, but my job here is to be rabbi, so a little bit of mussar I do have to say. So let's be realistic. And I'll tell you the truth. I speak to myself. I'm talking to all of us. We're all in the same boat, and we all have to deal with the same yetzer hara. And the way to deal with him is to deal with him head on in just 1 second. And part of the key to dealing with him is getting to bed on time. If you have a late Thursday night like we have here tonight, so catch a nap. Guys, I took a nap. I napped today 2 hours in the afternoon. I knew we'd be up late tonight, and I know I still have to help out at home when I get home tonight. And Baruch Hashem, we have Shabbos coming, and tomorrow morning we have class again, Baruch Hashem. So how am I going to... I'm also human, so I nap. Took me a few years of experience to recognize that this is important. So I'm telling you the same thing. You have to stop and think, why was I late today and how will I be on time tomorrow? And one of the tricks to doing it is getting to bed on time. And one of the tricks to doing it is trying to have a seder before davening. If you say davening starts at 7, so at 10 to 7 I will be in shul and I will learn 2 halachot before davening. I'll learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So then maybe you'll show up 2 minutes late to your seder or 5 minutes late to your seder. But Bezrat Hashem, you will make part of your Seder, hopefully all of your Seder, and you'll be there on time. And another point on this note, us men seem to have, some women have this issue too, but this is, since in our generation, primarily a male malady, we seem to have this difficulty engaging time. Meaning, I know I have to be in shul at 7 o'clock. The time right now is 6:45. So I figure, okay, I got 15 minutes. I could shower, shave, call my mom and tell her good morning, get to shul on time. I'll be a minute late maybe. Suddenly we show up to shul and they're standing shmoneh esrei. How'd that happen? So if we stop after davening and think back, we'll remember that we misgauge time. We try to fit into small amounts of time much more than we could realistically fit. There was no way I could have done all of that and been there on time.
See, so I've been blaming on the fact that I'm a part here. America, I would drive at breakneck speed to try to catch up on time.
So I'll tell you.
Now I'm like, oh, I have to take
it. I've become an old man. I, in the last few months, I've aged considerably, and I can't run. In my youth, I used to be able to run. I can't. I physically can't run anymore. And it taught me a lot of things because now I can't run. I see a bus at the stop, and I'm 10 footsteps away, but I can't run to catch that bus. So suddenly life looks different when you can't run. It gives you a totally different perspective. I can tell you one of the things I've learned from not being able to run is that if you gauge things right, then you don't have to run. It's just a question of planning your time. One of the things we fool ourselves on is that we assume, okay, I'll run. I'll make it through on time. I know I don't really have time to shower and shave and call my mother before davening, so I'll rush the other things. So we have to pause and realize why we're not getting there on time. And if we could just expand another half a minute on this point, if we look at the root of the problem, is our Western mentality that wants to have it all. We want everything always. So if time does not allow for me to get everything I want done before davening, I say, well, I'll manage. Maybe today they'll have a hard time finding a chazan, they'll start 2 minutes late, you know, sometimes there's this, that, the thing. Maybe there'll be a slow chazan today and I'll be able to catch up. We fool ourselves. Why? Because right now, what do I want? I want a shower. I want to shave. I want to call my mother and tell her good morning. I also want to make it on time to shul, theoretically. But right now, what I sense is that I want to shower or shave or whatever it is. So we have to be realistic and realize that maybe I won't be able to fit everything I want into the next 15 minutes. And that's really at the root of mastering time, recognizing what can I fit into the time and what not. So now that we've skipped to the end, let's go back to the beginning and start dealing with the halachic aspects of one who sees that he is going to be late to shul. Yes?
Question. So, when you say to be late to shul,
That's where we're headed now. That's the next step. Halachically, there are levels. The most important thing that we do with the tzibul is to say Shmon Esrei with them. That's the most important. That when they hit Shmon Esrei, I also make it to Shmon Esrei and I say Shmon Esrei with them. So our focus when we discuss coming late is going to be to try and get the Shmon Esrei together with the tzibul. Now, we are going to discuss halacha with the assumption that this is the halacha you'll take with you long term. In the short term, each person should really discuss with his rabbi what he should do, because I generally say to guys at Mechon Meir, don't skip anything. So you won't make Shmon Esrei, I don't care. It's not halacha. The real halacha is what we're about to discuss. But it's educational. Because if I tell a guy the class that we're about to have now, how you could skip, most guys will spend their lives skipping and never say all of davening. So I prefer what I tell guys when they come to Mechon Meir from a chinuch perspective is, don't skip anything. So today you missed Shmon Esrei. Today you missed Tefillah B'Tzibur. You'll daven in shul and you'll end davening a half hour late, and tomorrow make it on time so you could fit all of davening in time. Because if I start telling a guy what we're about to discuss now, what you can skip, what you can't skip, then he will spend his life skipping. And right now you guys are starting to learn. You have to get accustomed to saying all of the davening, and with time it'll get quicker, and then you'll be able to say all of davening with the tzibur. Now all of davening doesn't mean you have to say all of korbanot. Korbanot you'll add with time. Say just the korban tamin. Don't say the rest of korbanos. Davening is long enough. You guys have to be able to keep up with the tzibur a little bit. So don't say all of korbanot. When I say all of davening, I mean Berchos HaShachar, korban tamid, Baruch Sha'amar, and from Baruch Sha'amar straight. with time, Bezrat Hashem, you'll become more fluent with that, and then you'll be able to keep up with the tzibur with that, and then you'll add Rabbi Yishmael Omer, you'll add Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, you'll add the other things that we say in davening until you reach the point where Bezrat Hashem you'll even add all of Karbanos. Very good. That's where you're supposed to get to. But what we are about to discuss is the halacha long term. Short term, I recommend every person get accustomed to saying all of davening. At least what we just said. Okay? Now, long term. A person is supposed to try and catch Shmon Esrei with the tzibur. The main point of Tefillah B'Tzibur is Shmon Esrei B'Tzibur. Which means we will skip everything and almost everything in order to get the Shmon Esrei with the tzibur. So what is the minimum, I would say, in order to say Shmon Esrei B'Tzibur? The minimum is, well, when I'm home, I'll say Al Netilas Yadayim, and I'll probably say Asher Yatzah, and Berchos HaTorah. So if I've gotten those in, right, Al Netilas Yadayim, I should say in the morning, because if I don't say it in the morning, after Shmon Esrei, I won't be able to say it today. Asher Yatzah, you probably went to the bathroom, probably want to say it. And Berchos HaTorah, you're going to be reading Shema, you're going to be saying Pesukim, so you say Berchos HaTorah. Now, assuming you've said that, there are aspects, there are certain blessings you'll be able to make up, certain blessings you won't be able to make up, and we'll try to deal with that as best as we can. But assuming you've said that, you come to shul and you see that they're already holding by Shema, or they're already holding by Shmon Esrei. So if it is feasible for you to say the blessings of Shema, Baruch Ta Hashem, Elokein Melech Olam, Yotzer Oru Vorei Choshech, from there to Shmona Esrei, and you will still say Shmona Esrei with them. You'll get to Shmona Esrei where they're still saying Shmona Esrei, and you will finish Shmona Esrei in time to answer Kedusha in the quiet Shmona Esrei. Standing in, correct. Ideally, you should try to make Shmona Esrei, starting Shmona Esrei with the congregation. If you can't make that, at least make it the same Shmona Esrei with the congregation. But if you're going to start late after them, you could only start if you know that you will finish in time to answer the Kedusha. You arrived after Baruch Hu, but can you catch up?
It's still enough if you will catch up to the Tzibur who is in the middle of Shmona Esrei.
If I'm not mistaken, yes.
And still read Kedusha.
Correct. So the first formula is you want to make Shmona Esrei with the congregation. So assuming you're really late and they are holding by Baruch Hu or just before Baruch Hu or after Baruch Hu, but you know that you will be able to make it if you start right after Baruch Hu. You start with Yotzer Or, the blessing of Baruch Hashem Ken Mechram Yotzer Or. That is the minimum. You can't go less than that. Even at the cost of davening Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur, the minimum that you can do in order to catch Shmona Esrei with the congregation is say the blessing of Yotzer Or, Ava Rabba, Shema, and after Shema, leading into Shmona Esrei. If you're starting Shmona Esrei after they started Shmona Esrei, then you have to ensure that you will complete Shmona Esrei in time to answer Kedusha. If you cannot, then you're back to square one. Then you cannot start Shmona Esrei until the Chazan finishes. And if you're not going to catch Shmona Esrei with them, you might as well say everything. Then there's no point in speeding ahead. Meaning you will only be able to speed ahead if you will be able to say Shmona Esrei while they are saying the quiet Shmona Esrei. Your goal is to catch Shmona Esrei with them. You can only begin Shmona Esrei assuming you're not starting Shmona Esrei on time. If you start with them, so then as long as Shmona Esrei takes you, we don't care. It doesn't matter how long your Shmona Esrei takes you. The Chazan could start, say Kedusha, reach Kaddish, reach everything. It's not your interest. You started on time, you're not responsible for what happens afterwards. But if you start your Shmona Esrei late, if you start after the congregation has already said their first three blessings, they're ready in the middle of Shmona Esrei and you only start then. So then the halacha holds you accountable to conclude Shmona Esrei in time to answer the Kaddish of the Kedusha of the Chazan. Now, if you will not be able to answer the Kedusha of the Chazan and you are not starting on time, then you cannot start Shmona Esrei now, even though it means you will not say Shmona Esrei with the congregation. Now, if you've lost Shmona Esrei with the congregation, then there's no reason to speed ahead because you're not saying Shmona Esrei with the congregation anyways. Right, but you're skipping Birkot HaShachar and Psukei Zimra. What? Fine, wait. One step at a time. Okay. This is one given.
If you arrive exactly on the mark, can you say Shema Yassin without saying Birkot
HaShachar? Okay. To at least say it.
Right, but if I'm not mistaken, I want to check, but if I'm not mistaken, for that we wouldn't let you skip.
Oh, really?
I have to check. I'm not sure. I want to check. Okay. Now, you walk into shul for Shachris, and the Chazan is holding Bashmona Esrei. Now, if it's an exceptionally slow shul, and you're an exceptionally quick davener, so maybe you can make it. What can I say? But more than likely, you didn't make it. So start davening as usual. Start normally. You walk into Ma'arid, the evening prayer, and they're about to start Shmona Esrei. And you haven't said anything. So in Ma'arid, in the evening prayer, we say Shmona Esrei with them, and then you'll make up the blessings of Shema and Shema after Shmona Esrei. Now back to Shachrit. You walk in and they're in Ashrei, or they're in the Halalukot. And you know that you have enough time to say Birkot HaShachar. And after you say the Birkot HaShachar, the blessings that you're supposed to say every morning, you can say Baruch Shomar, and Ashrei, and Yishtabach. So we say, do that. The minimum is, you say, B'chot HaShachar, you should say right away in the morning. And then, after that, the minimum is, Baruch Shamar, Ashrei Yishtamach. That's the minimum. If you could say more than that, then you say, Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, the first, third, fifth, Hallelujah. You could say more than that, you add Hallelujahs. You could say more than that, you add Yehi Chavod. More than that is already all Psukei Dezimra. Right? There's one more difference, but that's already rarely practical for anyone. So we said, if you could get in to get the Yishtabach, to conclude Yishtabach with them, assuming you're not that late, so it goes in this order. Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, Yishtabach. If you have more time than that, Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, the third Hallelujah, Yishtabach. If you have more time than that, Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, first, third, fifth. Actually, it goes Ashrei third, fifth, Ashrei first, third, fifth. Yeah? That's the order. What?
I thought
it was second. Maybe I'm not remembering right. Let me check. Let's open the Siddur. I'm saying by memory. Let me check. Could be I'm mistaken. 1 second. No, it's third, fifth. It's like I said. Okay, so is that clear? Yeah? You look a little befuddled. You're a little befuddled? No. You with me? Okay, yeah. What? No, in 5 minutes. Well, then. So we said, Baruch Shamar. Ashrei Yishtabach. If you cannot fit in Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach, then skip to the blessings of Shema. You can't say Baruch Shamar or Yishtabach as standalones. What? If they're up to Yishtabach, so see what you could fit in. Yes. You'll say Baruch in the middle. You'll answer Baruch and continue your davening. Okay. Now, that's in short the summary. We just need to add one more point. What Ephraim added, you're lying in bed and you look at your clock and they just started davening in shul. You'll make up Ashrei later. You have to say Ashrei three times a day. He who says Ashrei three times a day is promised he will have a portion in the world to come. So make sure you get your Ashrei in three times a day. I'll tell you the simple reason, because you have to make, if you're joining their Shmon Esrei, you're showing up late for Mincha, you have to conclude your Shmon Esrei in time to answer the Kedusha of the Chazan. For probably I would forgo the Ashrei. Then I would still forgo the Ashrei, because if you're so sure that you'll make it, then there's a good chance that you could start Shmon Esrei in time to catch Shmon Esrei while 10 of the congregation are in the first three blessings. And if that's the case, then it's better than catching Shmon Esrei when they're not. Either way, I would forgo the Ashrei. Say Ashrei after Shmon Esrei. Or say Ashrei while en route. The Kavanah and Ashrei, ideally you should have Kavanah in every Pasuk, but it's Me'akev in Posech Es Yadecha, and possibly also Ein Echol. The Ayin and the Pei are where it's critical that you have Kavanah. The rest you could say while you're walking on your way to Mincha.
Okay, but you don't know what
you're doing right. Okay. The last point is, you're lying in bed and you look at your clock and you see then shul they just started. Till you get up, till you get dressed, till you get to shul, you're not going to make it in time for Shmon Esrei with shul.
Yeah, it's possible. Hopefully it's possible.
Maybe you will. Maybe you won't.
15 minutes.
Okay, but you look at yourself and you say, boy, is it comfortable to be here in bed? Boy, is it uncomfortable to go out on that cold floor? So for this situation exactly, the Shulchan Aruch begins. Yitgaber Ka'ari. A person has to get up like a lion. Yitgaber Ka'ari la'asot ritzon yotzero. A person has to overcome himself. Yeah, there's a Yetzer Hara that's telling me it's nice and comfortable under the covers, and it's pretty cold out there. For that, the first Siman in Shulchan Aruch says, get power like a lion. Get out there and go daven. And sometimes a person wakes up in the morning, and especially when a person is out there, is in the tshuva process or in the gear process, so there are ups and there are downs, and sometimes a person opens his eyes in the morning and he does not feel like davening. On that morning, he should run out and daven. Just do it out of habit. You stick to your habits, then you'll be able to get through the low. And if all it is just, well, I'm going to be late anyways, and I don't feel like everyone looking at me walking in late, and I don't have strength to get there. So you should know that Chazal said that even if you come, and by the time you get there, they're finished monastery, and you're davening alone, the mere fact that you davened in shul already makes it that God looks down favorably and says, oh, my Ephraim came to shul to see me today. And if you don't come to shul, then Chazal say, Hashem comes down to shul and looks around and says, hey, where'd my boy go? Madu abati ve'enish, karati ve'enone. Hashem says, how come I came here? He's usually here. How come he didn't come to me today? And then Hashem says, okay, let me check what he's up to. So the Gemara in Bracha says, Hashem says, let me check what he's up to. If he's busy with a mitzvah, he has a good excuse that he didn't show up, fine. But if not, then I'm going to take him to task. So even if a person can't make it to the minyan, even if a person sees that he overslept and he won't daven with a minyan, at least he should daven in a shul, if only he could make it. I mean, we're not saying you should lose your job for it, but we are saying that when it's possible, when it's just an inconvenience, so then one should go to shul. One should go to shul even if he won't be davening with a minyan.
Wait, so by what point should you choose another minyan?
What do you mean?
If you see that you're running this way, should you not do this together?
It's a good question, but I think I would rather people go to sleep so they make it tomorrow morning to minyan and make it tomorrow morning to